We speak about the question, do we need the Zionists today? That's our question. Before we start, I want that we try to understand what is Zionism at all. So it is a very hard question, and I can't say, I can speak about that all day, but let's say, let's kill the definition and said some sentences. The Zionism is a movement that started in the half and the two half of the 19th century, and we know that they was very secular. We must know that. It was a stream that was religious, but we know that the most of the Zionists was secular. So the question of the Zionism is, I take an example. Let's say we have a company that now a man want to make a company, so we try to speak with the people, a lot of people, and make them there, all of them as their business, and you need to take them for one goal. It's very hard. But after he do that, he speak, and a lot of times he do the same thing, and now everybody after time knows his place. He is fine there, he do this, and they do this. And that's what called organization. It can be also in the state, it can be in the organization. The point is, there is something constant. But after he succeed, now there is a big organization that work. So what do we do next? That's the question. We can say, okay, now I succeed, he can sleep, and the organization can go by himself. But that's not true. It can be 1 year, 2 years, even 10 years, but somehow, if there is no something that take it with a spirit, that's going to die. We know about the Hasidut. The Hasidut, it was the man who established that was the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was charismatic guy. We know that. But we know, and after that, the Magid Mimezrich, Admor HaZaken, was amazed people. But we know that after them, after two or three generations, something was the Hasidut was very important, was very, in every community, it was Hasidut, it was Admor. But we know that something was, when something started to establish, it's going to be more death. I mean, in a body is very strong, you know, there is a community, there is Admor in every community, but it is going to routine. That's something that also can happen and can happen to the Zionism. So the question is how we stop that process of being like a stone. We don't want it is going to happen. And that's one question. The two question is more morality question. Because we know, I give an example, there is a law that we call Chok HaShvut. That means that every Jew has the right to go Eretz Israel. Now, even in Israel itself, there is a Jew that said that's not morality. Because we know in the Western world, there is value that called equality. Equality said everybody is equal. So how dare you say that people, we make a separation between Jew and non-Jew. That's not okay. That's even Jews said so. So the Zionism tried to deal with two questions. One, how we make the Zionism stronger. And I said even to myself, even Israelis, it is a very hard question when the Zionists started. So we know that there has a lot of things to do. Eretz Israel was without nothing. Mark Twain said that there is nothing, and he said that Israel, Eretz Israel, is the ugly Eretz in the world that he sees. And we know that after 100 years, it is not like that. That's amazing. But now, I am a teacher. There is one that find in the office, the lawyers. It is like here. So what makes me a Zionist? That's very, very, just because I'm in Israel nation, in Israel country. That's not, and that means that I'm not, that to be Zionist, that means just to be in Israel. That's ridiculous. I think we need to define what it means to be Zionist. So, I think I want to give another introduction. There is an interesting Ramban that said, "Maaseh Avot Siman Lebanim." That means that we are Jews. We don't start deal with questions by ourselves, we need to go to our fathers and see what we can learn from them. We can learn from them mistakes and, of course, something to learn in order to succeed. Sometimes we learn from mistakes, but we don't ignore. That's the point. We don't ignore, we try to learn. And I think we need to deal with the problem of the Zionism, because they do one mistake that I want to speak about now. So look at the source. The source one, the Kuzari, deal with the problem of the Zionism movement that there's a problem with the equality. What is the problem? How the thinkers of the Zionism deal with the equality? So they give two answers. Herzl said that what is the goal of the Zionism? To be a safe Eretz for the Israelis. But he said, what is going to be the culture? German culture. There is no such a thing Jewish. He said they're going to speak Italy and Germany. Just safe place. And he said, we're going to take the rabbanim to put him in the jail of the shuls. That's what he said. He don't say jail, but he said kluv. What we put the birds, the tukey, the bird, we put
cage.
We're going to put the rabbanim in the cage. That's what he said. And that's very weak. Very weak. That's Herzl. We appreciate Herzl, but we know it is not enough. His vision. He has not so much vision. Some of them, Echad Ha'am and Buber, they was more Bialik, Chaim Nachman Bialik. They speak about Jewish culture, or about the Rambam, they speak about Chazal, and the Tanakh, Ben Gurion. They has more vision. But let's say the truth, it is not enough. Because they said, we have a culture, and non-Jewish has a culture. Okay. But we want to be more morality, we want to be a center, but it's just the words. In the base, we and the non-Jewish are the same. So we need to deal with the question of the equality, the we and the non-Jewish. And it is a very hard question. On the one hand, we said, Ata bechartanu. On the other hand, Chaviv Adam shenivra betzelem. So let's see in the Kuzari how we deal with that. I forgot to mention that the problem of the Zionism, we see that in one of the heads of the Zionism, he was called Nordo, Max Nordo. He was married for a Protestant woman, a Christian woman. That's very upset, but that's what's happened. The Zionists, let's say, if you ask a Zionist, like not like Ben Gurion, like Herzl. Okay, if it is non-Jewish that is a very Zionist, you go with him, you would say, you know what, maybe it is more good from Haredi. I give you an example of something that happened in Israel. There is some of the people that come from Russia, some of them is not Jewish, unfortunately. His grandfather is Jewish. And they fight in the IDF, and that's amazing. They fight in the IDF, and they die. And the rabbanim said they can't be near the Israelis. It is very sad, I admit. It is very sad, and the media are very angry. And they said, who is more good, the man that dead for the army, or he was non-Jewish, but he's a Zionist, or a Haredi that was in IDF? That's a very hard question. But I think that's the problem of the Zionists. True, we very appreciate them, but we need to remember that before we starting to speak on Zionism, we must speak on to be Jew. That's the mistake of the Zionism. And because of that, there is a woman that she is an actor, and she is a very famous woman, and she has relations with non-Jewish. And the media in Israel said, wow, that's very interesting. It can't be, but that's happened. People don't understand what is the problem that non-Jewish going to marry with a Jewish in Israel. I can understand them, but that's a mistake. And because of that, I think when I look about the communities here, I think we are like the Israelis can learn a lot about strength the identity of the Jewish, So let's see how the Kuzari deal with that point. Kuzari said in source 1, אמר החבר, ישראל באומות כלב באיברים, הוא רב חולאים מכולם ורב בריאות מכולם. So the חבר, that's the ריהל, רבי יהודה הלוי, he wrote the ספר הכוזרי, he deal with that question and he said, that's true, there is the non-Jewish, they are also a man, but there is a one level more, that's called Jewish. And they have the potential for profit. That's what make a sign of a Jewish. And it is very interesting because he speak about very interesting mashal. He said there is the organs. All of the body is organs. And there is a big... And we know that there is no equality in the organs. We can't say that they are the same. Everything do something else. But the Gyal don't say that just we speak about different organs. There is heart, and the heart is the most in their perception. They don't speak on the mind. They speak on the heart, and the heart is more important. And it is not weird when we say so, because that's the nature. The nature is not equality. In the nature there is not equality. We need to understand that and we need to go with it. That's the nature. The question is what we do with that nature. If the heart said, I'm going to say to the all the organs what to do, and the body can't do like that. He need reactions, connections between all the organs. But it is not problem to say that's the center and that's not. Because that's God does. That's the nature we need to do. And when we understand the nature, we just ask what we do, how we deal with that. So that's the understanding of the Chaver. Let's see in source 2, the Sefer Ner Mitzvah of the Maharal. The Maharal take that point more deep. כי ישראל שם עם אחד ואומה אחת, איך יהיה נמצא בהם בני אדם שפורשים בהם במצווה? He said that Israel, they are one nation and one, and he asked how it is can be that there is a people that don't make a mitzvah. Now I continue, שהייתה מצווה תקוע וקבוע בישראל, והוא מצווה חביבה מאוד מאוד, הוא הפרישה מן האומות. So he said, there is a mitzvah that is very, very, he appreciate that mitzvah, and he called that mitzvah is make difference between us and the nations. And what's that? זהו על ידי איסור יין נסך. He said that this forbidden is the יין נסך, that means that I is forbidden to drink a wine of non-Jewish. לכך כתיב, וישם דניאל הליבו אשר לא התגאל בפת פגל המלך ומיין משתב. He said that Daniel was in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar. And Daniel said, I don't want to eat the bread of that Nebuchadnezzar, not to drink. He was there, and it was very, think about that, all the kingdom find there, and Daniel, that's a lot of brave, that's amazing. And let's continue. ומהם הדברים אשר שם הליבו? אבל כאשר ראה דניאל שבא אליך למלך להיות לו חיבור וקירוב אל המלך, לכך שם ליבו לעשות פירוד. When Daniel saw that he came to the king of the palace of the king, and it is look need to be a connection with the king, he put in his heart to make something that separate. That's the point of the Maharal. We need to make a separate between us and the non-Jewish, and that's very hard. But if we understand we are leaders, we are a nation that leaders, we must do that. And it is complicated because we know there is a lot, and I say a lot of good non-Jewish people. But somehow we need to put the private non-Jewish, even there is a lot of like that, and said we need to look in a general view and said there is also a lot of good Jews. So if you see a good woman in the non-Jewish, there is also a lot of good women in Israel. So So we need to said, we very appreciate you, but we need to make it a separate. That's one point of view. I want to take another point of view, and that's something that even the secular Zionists speak on that. And that's that Zionists, that Jews, it is like a family. We are a big family. Let's read the Shmot Rabbah about Moshe. Vayar besivlotam. The Midrash said, Mahu vayar. Moshe saw the Israel nation that they are very suffered by the non-Jewish people, by the Egypt. Mahu vayar. שהיה רואה בסבלותם ובוכה ואומר חבל לי עליכם, מי ייתן מותי עליכם? He saw that they was very suffer, and he said, it is very hard to me to see you like that. Who gives my death on you? There is no very hard like the melacha of tit, and he was helping them each one. רבי אליעזר בנו של רבי יוסי הגלילי אומר, said, he saw that the Egypt put a package, very hard package, on a small person, and a very small package on a big person. They want to embarrass them. Masoi adam al isha, masoi isha al ish. They put a package of a man on a woman, and a woman on a man, and a package of old men on a young man, and package of young men on a old man. והיה מניח דרכון שלו והולך ומיישב להם בסבלותם. And that's the amazing thing. He was in a big level in the kingdom of Egypt. And he said, it is very good, but I now going למטה, I יורד to the Israel nation, והולך ומיישב להם בסבלותם, ועושה עצמו כאילו מסייע לפרו. He was Egypt man on the outside. He looked like he just give advice to Paro. He said to him, I think it is very hard if you're going to hit them too much. It is not useful. You need to give them peace. You need to give them more peaceful in order they're going to be give more good work. That's what he said. But in truth, he want to help the Israel nation. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. אתה הנחת עסקיך והלכת לראות בצערן של ישראל והנהגת אליי מנהג אחים, אני מניח את העליוני ואת התחתוני ואדבר עמך. הקדוש ברוך הוא said, you give up on all your business and go to see what happened with Israel, with your brothers. I'm going to speak with you and leave all my angels in the superior world. And that's amazing because let's say the Midrash pointed out the but you they are brothers. Why Moshe do that? Not because he thought about the value of universal man and he think that that's not morality that there is a slaves in Egypt. The Greeks speak on that, but that's not a reason to do something. I can say it is a problem, but I don't going to do something like that. But there is a morality. There is morality of human being not to steal, not to hurt the another man, and even to make a chesed somehow. But there is a morality of family that it is okay to say, I give a different treat for foreign men and family member. That's something else, and that's okay. And the it is a problem of in the Western world. Everybody equality. No, there is a family, and there is also foreign people, and they also get a good treatment of morality, but there is a difference, and that's okay. So that's the two answers to deal with the Zionist approach that I think it is not was so well, and we see the problems today also, all of the problems, as I said, of the law Chok HaShvut. Now I want to see what we can learn from the Zionism. So let's give introduction. The Zionism started with Pinsker and Herzl, and it is started, sometimes people said that it is started because of the antisemitism of the attacks they get from the non-Jewish. But the truth is it is started like that, but we know that after it is started, people the Jewish men most the youngsters give a fight. They are very strong. It is after 2000 years, youngsters, when a gangs of Russian attacking Jews, the Jews, not as it was 400 years ago, going to be escape and wait until the death coming. They fight. So let's see Echad Ha'am, that he was in a generation that some of the people was escape and some fight. And he want to change the mind, to change the spirit. Echad Ha'am said, it was the Praot Banegev, that was the pogrom that was in this period. Echad Ha'am said, חרפה היא לחמישה מיליון נפש אדם להטיל עצמם על אחרים, לפשוט צווארם לאורך ולצוק לעזרה. It is very embarrassed that 5 million people, he speak on the Jews, just ask people, ask the other nations to get help, and they don't do anything. They just scream for help and don't do something. מבלי לנסות כוחם להגן בעצם על רכושם וכבודם וחייהם. Without use their power in order to protect themselves on their purchase and their honor and their life. כתבו הסופרים בקרוז שפרסמו. That's what the written the writers in the קרוז. ומי יודע אם חרפתנו זאת לא היא הסיבה הראשית להבזותנו בני עם הארץ. He said, who knows if that's the reason that all the non-Jewish hate us. רק היודע להגן על כבודו, מכובד גם בעיני אחרים. Just the man that know how to protect himself, he is going to be honored by others. לפיכך חידלו מבכי ותחנונים, חידלו מפרוס כפיכם אל שונאיכם מנדיכם. Just do stop from crying and כי יבואו ויושיעכם תושיע לכם אתכם. Just do in yourself, in your hands, that's what he said. And I must say, Echad Ha'am, that's a very hard paragraph. I think he was very extremely, he speak extremely and is not correct, it is not right immediately. We must say that the Jewish was very brave. A lot of time, the Jewish in all generations sacrificed themselves in order not to be Christians. And he don't say so. He is not okay. But there is something that we must say is right. That the Jewish man was very appreciate the soul. But what is the body? The body is depends on the non-Jewish. If the non-Jewish give us peace, we are okay. If not, they kill us. And in that point, there is no brave. And after 2,000 years, we see that people fight. The Jewish can fight. And we see that also in Israel nation, that in Hebron, that it was, unfortunately, religion people, they was killed. But every place it was the Haganah organization, non-secular, and it is hard to say, but they didn't, the Arabs didn't succeed because Jews can't protect themselves. And that's amazing. That's the I think, a very important point that Zionism teaches us. We can protect ourselves. We are the army. And and now the non-Jewish not they don't rule our body. Now we are free in the soul and the body. And you know, if you're free in the soul and not in the body, you're not really free. You're not really free. We need soul and body. And the Zionism free our body, and we are appreciate them. Also, they were secular. Let's see the source 5 that take this point in another way. Rabbi Eliezer אומר, אם ישראל עושים תשובה נגלים, ממלב הם נגלים. אמר לרבי יהושע, now I translate, Rabbi Eliezer said that if the Israel nation make a תשובה, they're going to get redemption. But if they don't going to get a redemption. רבי יהושע דיסגרי, אמר לרבי יהושע, אם עושים תשובה אין נגלים, if they don't do a tshuva, they don't going to get a redemption? No way. אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא מעמיד להם מלך שגזרותיו קשות כאמן, וישראל עושים תשובה, הוא מחזיר על המוטב. הקדוש ברוך הוא, what he do if the Israel don't make a tshuva with their own? Hashem going to give a very hard king like Haman, and he going to teach them how to make a tshuva. So some of the religious people said everything going to be okay. Until the Zionists get, they said, okay, in the end the Mashiach going to come. And sometimes we need to say on the contrary. Sometimes Hashem said us, you must to think there is no Hashem. I don't find it. Think like I don't find and do. That depends on you. If you don't do something, it is not happen. We need to put that sometimes Hashem, why Hashem created the world without without the feeling we feel in every moment? Because He wants that. He wants that in somehow we're going to be free and make actions like He don't find. That's what He wants. And that's what Zionists do. And somehow religion people don't do. They said everything going to be okay. Sometimes we need to say, no, if you don't do something, it is not going to happen. Or you know what? It's going to be happen, but in a very bad way. So do. That's one thing we learn from the Zionism. And I think it is very important also today. We need to be activate. How? We're going to see. But doing activate, that's a role of the Zionism. That's what they do before 100 years, and that's what we can do also today. The two things we can learn from them, that's living in Eretz Israel. Let's see in the source 6. Before that, I give an introduction that after that Herzl make the Zionist Congress. And here he tried to get the Israel nation, he tried to get the Israel, Eretz Israel, from the Turkish. That's the Turkish Empire. He tried to speak with him, and of course the Turkish Empire don't want to give him the Israel state, the Israel, Eretz Israel. So he go to the British Empire. The British Empire was more good to the Jewish. So he asked the British Empire, and they said, they tried to give him Sinai. After that, it is not what was okay. They give him suggestion, let's go on Uganda. So he gives that to the Congress, and let's see what is the discussion between Herzl and the resistance to this Uganda. So Herzl said, הטריטוריה החדשה, he speak on Uganda, אין לה ערך היסטורי, פיוטי, דתי וציוני שהיה אפילו לסיני. The Uganda has no the historical and poetry and religion and Zionist that has for Sinai. But I have no doubt that the Congress, like the leader of the Jewish crowd, going to get that suggestion with a lot of thankful feelings. Zion is אין זאת אומנם ולא תוכל להיות כזאת לעולם, אין זו אלא עזרה לידי התיישבות. Zion can't be and never be like that, but there is what we do with Uganda is not the all of what we want. It is just solve a problem for an hour, just something to now. אבל נשים לב לכך על יסודות לאומיים ומדינתיים. אין זו ולא תהיה לה פעולה לשעת חירום. The action of build a state in Uganda is just some emergency hour, and after that, of course, we want to go to Israel nation. שתכליתה לעזור נוכח אוזלת היד ואובדן העצות של כל המפעלים הפילנטרופיים, ולמנוע את אובדנם של כל חלקי האומה עקב סכנת הפיזור. He said that our goal in Uganda is just help all the Jews that need to help and prevent the lose it all of the parts of the nation. So we said, I very appreciate Zion, but we want a state in Uganda because we have no choice. We must do something. So see what, and that's interesting that Herzl want to help to the Russia Jewry. They has in the problem. And see how said the leader of the Zionists of Russia. That's amazing. למה בחרנו בארץ ישראל? Why we choose in Israel nation? אז זאת יש להשיב. כי עצם הצגת השאלה יסודה בהשקפה מוטעת. The question itself is wrong. הזורקת אור מטעה על תנועתנו. לא הציונים בדו את ציון מליבם. The Zionists not invent Zion from their heart. On the contrary, השאיפה אליה הם שעשו את הציונים. The ambitious for Zion, that's what makes the Zionism. Not on the contrary. הסתכלו בתודות ישראל ותיווכחו כי השאיפה לארץ אשר ניתק ממנה עם במשך אלפי שנים עוברת כחוט השני דרך ההיסטוריה שלה. He said that if you look on the history of Israel, you're going to see that the ambitions for the Israel nation, that's something that influenced on all our history. So he said, it can't be that because one problem now, and that's problem that's a lot of maybe hundreds and thousands of people that killed, because of that we're not going to live the dream of on Israel. We can wait. We don't want a state in Uganda. We can wait. Even thousands of people kill. We want to wait for Israel nation. And the Zionists and the head of them was Osishkin. They said we want to go from the Congress. We make another Congress, and they won. Herzl was very angry, but he give his hands up, and he knows that we can live. We can't give up on Eretz Israel. What we can learn from our fathers in that point, even they was of course secular, but see, they were secular. What we can learn from them? I think what we can learn that Eretz Israel is something that first all live in Israel. It is a goal, and if not live, for going for vacations, take our kids for, and that's something that happens, Baruch Hashem, for 1 year. And more than that, I think sometimes I speak with people here that they take their sons, and they was in yeshivot in Eretz Israel. They said they are with themselves, and the Israel is with themselves. I think, and that's I. It is amazing when we speak, we see that we can make the connections not only between the to be in Eretz Israel, to know the Israelis, and the Israelis knows the American Jewry. I think it is amazing. We must do that, these connections. Without that, it is not enough. And I think what has happened here, and that's now happened, is amazing, and we must continue in that. That we, I think, that's one point we can learn from that we sometimes need to sacrifice, and it is amazing that people here go from their own will to Israel for 1 year. That's amazing. That from a free will to come 1 year, 2 years to yeshiva or to camp, Baruch Hashem. That's to continue the Zionists. And as what we can, that's more good. It is more good. Another thing that I think we can learn from the Zionists is the speaking Hebrew. And that's the source 8. גילוי דעת. הקורטריום של הטכניקום בברלין החליט, before that, again, introduction. We know that Eliezer ben Yehuda established the Hebrew language. We know he do that, and it was amazing, because before that we know it was just Yiddish, and it was the languages that was famous in that period was English, France, French, and Germany, and that was the international languages. Even the French and the Germany was even more the English in that period. So a lot of people, all the elitist people, speak with French and Germany. So it was very and the Hebrew was in the first. So it is very simple that we said that in the university is all the elitist people, so speak French and Germany. It is not something bad, but the Zionists fight against this. So see in the source 8, הקורטוריום של הטכניקום בברלין, that means the director of the that it was it is was Ezrat company, they decided שכל המדעים הכללים בבית הספר הריאלי ובטכניקום בחיפה, that every the general sciences in the school, that means more the university in Haifa don't going to learn Hebrew just in a foreign language. That decision is killing the soul of the Hebrew nation, and we see that like a disaster nation. We don't resist for learning foreign language, what it going to be in the Hebrew schools, but the foreign language has no option to be the first the education language in every school of every nation. We know that the English has their own language and the American has own language. Therefore, also us, we need to learn in Hebrew language. Very simple. דור שלם עבד בעד תחיית שפתנו בתור שפת בית הספר ושפת החיים. אנחנו לא ניתן להעבירנו על לשוננו כשם שלא ניתן שעבירנו על דתנו. So, a complete generation work in order to make, to create the Hebrew language as a language of school and the language of life. We don't get the option to change our language as we all the generations don't give the option to convert our religion. הלשון הוא נשמת העם. תחיית שפתנו בתחיית עמנו. The language is the soul of the heart, of the nation. I must stop here and said, it is interesting because sometimes we think that language is something technical. It is not, what is the matter? It is just sign. But without to deal with that point, we know that the Hebrew is the holy language. But let's say it is conventional. But we want to learn Torah. Think about the when we make a dinner, a lot of food with a simple dishes, or we do that with a dishes that expensive. So how we can learn the Torah in a cliché, not in the source? We want to learn the Torah. It is very hard to learn the Torah with English. That's the source.
כדי שאחרים יכירו בזכות לשוננו נחוץ, שעם ישראל יגן על שפת ישראל ויביא אותה לידי שלטון גמור בכל בתי הספר בארץ ישראל. He said that in order that another person going to know our right about our language, it is need that the Israel nation protect on the language of Israel and give for this language the complete rule in every school in Eretz Israel. The הלשון העברית שהוא הקשר הטבעי בין כל בני עמנו מחויבת להיות שפת הלימודים מכל בתי הספר שלנו, בין של החרדים ובין שאינם חרדים. The Hebrew language must be the natural connection between all our people, all our nation, and it is must be the language of the education on all of the schools, the חרדים and the not חרדים. השפה העברית קדושה לנו, ואנו נלחם בעדה כאשר נלחמו אבותינו בכל זמן, כל קודשי האומה. He said that the language, the Hebrew language is holy. And that's point. Who said so? That Eliezer ben Yehuda, that you know what he said on the Torah? He said, it is very good we rebel on the tradition. But he said, and we can say this, if he live in contradiction, because he think that the language is more important than the Torah. But now I don't want to criticize Eliezer ben Yehuda. I just want to understand how people that wasn't religion, they live the Israel language. And Rabbi Cook see that as a good thing. He don't say he's a not honest man. Eliezer ben Yehuda was not okay. He was very bad in some points. But something here is something divine. That's divine. He believe in the Hebrew language. And we ask, what if we need to what make us Zionist today? So I give you some examples. Even in Israel, there is a, I see before 2 years a movie that Yaron London,
He was
very upset that in Tel Aviv and a lot of places, in all of the shopping center, all the titles in Hebrew, in English, and in the little title you see something in Hebrew. It was very upset, and it is not only Tel Aviv, every shop center, English. That's very upset. So he make a experience. Yeah, he asked one people. He tried to make a new name for beer. You know, beer, the white beer, and they may seorim, and they do a lot of names, and they going to in the mall and said, what you more like, beer or may seorim? Beer, and he tried to make a letter, to take something that advertisement for clothes, argaman in Hebrew and argaman in English, and all the people said argaman in English, that's going to sell. That's the Hebrew, that's Israel, they said so. We can learn on them right. We can say that something when you go to the airport and you say English, you feel international. I understand that, but that's a very big mission, Israelis and Jews to strengthen the Hebrew language. And I give one example. If we have let's say the school that more strength that and school there is not so strength the Hebrew, going on the Hebrew. The Hebrew is a good language, is amazing language, and I very appreciate that some people try to speak with me in Hebrew when they come. And I said I want to speak in English because I want to practice my English. I want to practice. So I speak in English, you speak in Hebrew. But it's amazing. Try to do that. Even 5 minutes speaking in the home in Hebrew. That's the Zionists fought on that, on the Technion, and we need to continue with them. So I summary, one thing we can not learn from the Zionists, or maybe learn not to do, and that's to strengthen our Jewish identity. 3 things, what we can learn from them, and very hard, to be active. That's Zionist very big principle. The 2 is Eretz Israel in all the levels we can, from visit until coming. And the 3 things, speak Hebrew. Ivrit, daber Ivrit. So thank you very much.